AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Something needs to change, or you're not going to get my support.
A handful of conservatives joined all Democrats in the House Budget Committee in a stunning vote against President Trump's big package of tax breaks and spending cuts. It stalls the bill for now. Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday Republicans want to get the budget approved next week.
Not everybody's going to be delighted with every provision in a bill this large, but everyone can be satisfied. And we're very, very close to that. So I've committed to work throughout the weekend on it. Others are as well.
President Trump is on his way home from a trip to the Middle East. The president has been talking with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky after talks to end the fighting between Russia and Ukraine lasted only about 2 hours. Zelensky says Vladimir Putin was a no-show.
The real chance to take important steps toward ending this war. If only Putin had not been afraid to come to Turkey.
A Ukrainian official tells the AP the Kremlin introduced new unacceptable demands for Kyiv to withdraw its forces in some areas. Hadi Matar, the man convicted of stabbing author Salman Rushdie in New York, leaving him blind in one eye, was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Before being sentenced, Matar stood and made a statement about freedom of speech in which he called Rushdie a hypocrite. District Attorney Jason Schmidt credited the people who responded when Rushdie was attacked on a stage in 2022.
I think the evidence is clear that Mr. Rushdie would have bled out from about 15 holes that were inflicted upon his torso and his neck and his face. Right there on the stage in front of everyone who was there to watch it.
Rushdie was not in court for sentencing. Matar faces next a federal trial on terrorism-related charges. Charter is merging with Cox in a $34 billion deal to bring together two of the biggest cable companies in the country. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped to a three-year low as a trade war raises anxiety over inflation. This is AP News. President Trump is going after music stars on social media.
While his immediate predecessors honored Bruce Springsteen,
I am the president, he is the boss.
Poet, troubadour, chronicle of American life.
Who in turn campaigned for their would-be successors.
We stood with Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant.
Springsteen said during a recent European concert, the U.S. is in the hands of a treasonous administration. The president writes he never liked Springsteen, who should keep his mouth shut until he gets back in the country. Adding, then we'll all see how it goes for him. The president also targeted Taylor Swift, whom he'd earlier attacked for endorsing Kamala Harris. Seemingly unprompted, the president wrote, "Has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot? I'm Sagar Meghani."
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.